Thank you very much, Sarah. Our final batch of news items is a mixed bag, as always. You will hear about tree felling at the old David Rice Hospital site, vandalism at Waterloo Park, and a farm shop proposed at the Norfolk Showground, amongst other items. We hear too that apparently there are still some black and white televisions out there. A brand new specialist policing centre is one step closer to opening after the builders completed the roof. Main contractor, R.G. Carter, hopes to complete the building work by the autumn. The new building at Broadland Business Park will be a central hub for Norfolk Constabulary detective investigations, safeguarding and crime scene investigation. It will also be home to public protection services, the county policing teams patrol, safer neighbourhood teams and the roads policing team. The building will be equipped with the technology needed to fight modern day crime and provide the best service to victims.
A shopping centre in Norwich is being renamed for the Queen's Platinum Jubilee weekend in June. Chantry Place will transform into Chantry Palace to celebrate the Queen's 70-year reign with photo opportunities and games for families. On the lower ground floor, there will be a royal throne and red carpet with a regal backdrop, and outside, a royal guard will be on duty and available for photo opportunities. The royal rebrand will run across the four-day bank holiday weekend from Thursday the 2nd of June to Sunday June the 5th. There will also be a walkie corgi trail where families can track corgi characters which have escaped the palace. Visitors that spell out the Jubilee-themed word can enter into a competition to win a royal day out worth more than £300. The trail will run from Monday, May the 30th to Sunday, June the 5th.
It might seem somewhat old hat in the age of high-speed wireless technology and smartphones that you can watch your favourite shows on, but there are 25 households in Norfolk who still watch black and white tellies. While their numbers are dwindling as parts run out to repair antique sets, TV licences say they were still 4,450 monochrome licences in force as of March the 31st, 2021. They include 17 in the Norwich area, 6 in King's Lynn and 2 in Great Yarmouth. Broadcast historian Geoffrey Barinski said, "To watch it black and white only these days is quite hard work. Any black and white set is at least 30 years old, has probably gone wrong by now, and won't work with most Freeview boxes. While new sets can no longer be bought, they can be bought from online auction sites for around £100. While they might not be all singing and dancing compared to today's latest tech viewers who eschew colour, are laughing all the way to the bank when it comes to the licence fee, paying £53.50 a year compared to the £159 cost of a colour licence. Colour television images were launched by the BBC at the Wimbledon tennis tournament in July 1967. Licences for colour TVs were introduced the following year, costing £10, twice the price of a black and white one. In March 1969, there were only 100,000 colour TV sets in use in the UK. By the end of 1969, this had doubled to 200,000, and by 1972, there were 1.6 million. Latest figures show there are around 26 million licences, along around 50,000 prosecutions a year for licence evasion.
An ambitious £2.3 million food hall and market garden is being planned at the Norfolk Showground outside Norwich. The Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association, RNAA, has revealed plans for its flagship project to showcase the county's celebrated food and drink producers. It includes a shop, cafe, butcher and delicatessen, along with an outdoor seating area and a 2-acre market garden, which would be the base for a community growing project. the RNAA, which also runs the Royal Norfolk Show, said the proposals are part of a drive to maximise the full potential of the showground as a place where people go for enjoyment and to connect with food, farming and the countryside. The proposed location is inside the entrance gate at the northeastern corner of the showground, close to the A47 junction.
Trees being felled at a former hospital site to make way for new homes has been met with disgust by neighbours. Broadland District Council approved plans for 29 new homes to be built on the former David Rice Hospital site in Drayton High Road in 2018. This will entail 19 care homes and 10 social homes under the stewardship of neurological care providers, Ethos Care Providers. Work has now begun to clear the site, but the move has been slammed by people living in the area. Drayton-based arborist John Alloway said, "The trees that were chopped down were good quality, and despite that, plans still went ahead. It's the unnecessary loss of so many trees. It's a loss for the whole community." The developer said it did nothing premature, inappropriate or otherwise. A Broadland Council spokeswoman said, "The council always looks at the impact on trees in determining planning applications. These are difficult decisions to make, but this was considered an acceptable impact in the context of the development given the total amount of tree coverage within the site."
Mindless vandals have destroyed hundreds of pounds worth of hard-earned summer furniture belonging to a charity-run cafe. Distraught volunteers and staff arrived at the Waterloo Park Pavilion Cafe to find their site in tatters. The newly opened venture is run by charity The Feed, which works to prevent hunger, poverty and homelessness in the city. However, despite the venture's tireless work, thoughtless yobs left their efforts in pieces. Chris Elliott, marketing manager at The Feed, said, "Staff arrived and found our furniture smashed and thrown into the flower beds. Whoever did it also got one of our catering wheelie bins and tipped it over in the yard. The furniture was brand new. We only bought it a couple of weeks ago." He added, "It's really put a damper on things, which is a shame. It's very out of character for this to happen because we've had a really positive experience since opening up in November." Mr. Elliott added, "The community has rallied around the NR3 Cafe, saying it's actually been really heartwarming to see all the supportive comments we got on social media." And determined not to let the cafe lose out, city law firm Spire Solicitors stepped in to help. The organisation donated £500 towards some new furniture.
Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. As usual, we will remind you that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in the postbox. Don't forget that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free. We hope you have enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole of the team which has produced it. The editor today was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Stephen Cox. We also like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. And every day. So if there is no reply, you can leave a message on our answer phone, and we will always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. We hope you have enjoyed this Chatterbox edition. So now it's goodbye from myself, Carolyn,
and Tony.